This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get right into it. And a lot to get to as we take you up to 335 as I'll take you around the DMV. Here on this Saturday afternoon, you tap into the youngest in charge and L. Willingham. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Number to call us 1-800-636-1067. So obviously, as AWOT has spoke about for the past couple hours, massive breaking news on behalf of the Washington Commanders. Terry McLaurin activated off of the physically unable to perform list, a move that if you've been listening to me over the past couple of weeks, I didn't think was a foregone conclusion, a move that I did not think would happen this early in the process. Obviously, for me, super pleasant surprise. In terms of what it means, I think that is where I'm currently at when I'm currently trying to, you know, balance back and forth here. So Dan Quinn spoke earlier today, and we'll play you some of that as we roll throughout the show here. But I think what this means to me on first blush, my first overall reaction is, okay, week one now seems like a very real possibility here for Terry McLaurin. And I have not felt that way, you know, throughout the entirety of this process. I have long felt like, hey, you know, week one was very much in question because of Terry McLaurin's status and him being on the physically unable to perform list. I think him being taken off of PUP at this time says a lot. Now, Dan Quinn said it's, you know, doubtful that he'll get to play in the third and final preseason game against Baltimore coming up next weekend. But in terms of that goal of being ready for September 7th versus the Giants, I think that is very much now a real possibility. And time was ticking. We heard Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. You know, I don't know if it was to, you know, trying to ruffle any feathers, but he was pretty open, honest, and transparent about just how invaluable the practice time was for Terry McLaurin in terms of getting ramped up for week one, and then in terms of knowing what this offense is going to look like come week one and then the early portions of the season. So I think for all parties involved, or for the Commanders, is what I would say, I think it's a good thing for Washington. Looking at it from the angle of Terry McLaurin, I feel like, and I think others have reported this here this morning, I don't know how much it means in terms of where their contract discussions are currently at. I don't think this moves me one way or another in terms of him getting an extension here this offseason. But, you know, I do think one part of what Dan Quinn said was interesting. He was asked whether or not, I think it was Nikki Javala who asked that question. He asked whether or not it was a mutual decision by both sides for McLaurin to come off of PUP. And Dan Quinn had the opportunity there to say, yeah, you know, we both decided this is now the time. But he said they were just following the guidelines. And I think that is the right way to go about it, the right way, you know, to ultimately handle it. Talking about, you know, his rehab, and he went into detail about what he's been doing, you know, in the building and in the ramp-up period here. So I think the next couple of days are going to be key here in terms of this situation and seeing, you know, when they get back out on the practice field. I think it'll be Wednesday. I think they'll probably get Tuesday off after the game on Monday night. Seeing, you know, whether or not he is on the side field working with trainers and things of that nature, because, you know, I think while I think there's a major positive and I think it's the arrow definitely trending up right now for week one, we still have a bunch of uncertainty in terms of where the two sides are going to go from here, where the relationship currently stands. I will say this, though. For all of the reporting that we've heard from Jeremy Fowler and Adam Schefter and Peter Schrager and, you know, name your, you know, Ian Rappaport, Garrett Fulton, name your prominent national NFL reporter, for all of the for all of the talk we've heard and all the reports we've heard from those guys about how dug in McLaurin is, to me, him coming off the PUP list, I don't know if it speaks to him not being dug in, but I do think him not holding out until the regular season opener definitely kind of makes me feel a little bit different about all of this. It does, because I've said it for the last couple of weeks now that I very much thought that week one would be in doubt. Week one would be in jeopardy. Him being taken off of PUP today, that to me is what this is about. More so than a contract, more so than the relationship between the two sides being, you know, bridged or peaches and roses, however you want to describe it. I think the decision to activate him off of PUP, the number one thing that it screams to me is that week one is definitely a possibility. Now, if McLaurin was to miss games, now at this point, he would have to forfeit $861,000 per week. If you've been listening closely here, that's why, to me, him being on PUP was such a major thing to me, because that was his leverage. That was his ability to miss games free of consequence. And now that he is not on the PUP list, that's not a possibility. And now my thought process changes, because like you all have continued to say, and I've been right on board with you, him missing a significant amount of game checks, him missing multiple game checks, isn't something that I think he would be on board with. But as I've said, if you've listened here, that PUP list was his protection on this situation. And now that he's not on PUP, he's got to play here. And look, say what you want, like, this is overall a good thing. And I feel for McLaurin here, because I know, based on the reporting, based off conversations I've had, he is upset. He is still, you know, wanting to secure the long-term extension here for Washington. But I think for all of the criticism that you all have, you know, pointed at this guy, and all of the comments on social media get unhinged at times, calling him selfish and, you know, having discourse about, well, how good is he exactly, so on and so forth. I think Terry, in this situation, deserves a little bit of credit, because he's putting the team first here, point blank. And I know that our feelings, I didn't want to say our, because mine haven't really changed. I guess you all's feelings, some people's feelings, you know, throughout this process, you know, have changed when it comes to Terry McLaurin in terms of what his motivations are and, you know, what is important to him. Him coming off of this PUP list and getting geared up and prepped to play in week one, I think is the best case scenario for this football team. And hopefully, and we'll see here as he gets ramped up and as he hits the practice field, I don't know when exactly he's going to get out on the practice field for the first time and participate, you know, in team drills and fully padded stuff. But in terms of the outlook for this football team for this season, him being ready to go week one, him being full throttle in week one, to me definitely changes how I feel about the situation. And when I say the situation, I'm talking about this team and what they can accomplish during the 2025 season. Because say what you want, this McLaurin contract stare down has served as a dark cloud over this organization after a year in which you reached heights that you haven't reached in my lifetime here. So I am honestly thrilled that this is a thing. I am thrilled that this is actually happening. And now the conversation can shift back towards football. Because some of the things that I've said still remain true here. This group, and I think everyone's reported on it, you all are smart enough to understand it, this group desperately needed him out there on the practice field. And they desperately need him on the field in week one against the New York Giants. So maybe we could put, you know, his contract value and where he ranks amongst top wide receivers to bed, put that conversation to bed for a second, and shift it back to his impact on the football field. Because that, to me, is what is most important in the situation and honestly colored how we viewed this thing as we sit here on August the 16th getting geared up for the second preseason game. I've long said it. To get the best out of Jalen Lane, to get the best out of Deebo Samuel, to get the best out of Austin Ekeler, those guys that are going to specialize in working underneath, you need a bona fide deep threat that opposing defenses are going to have to game plan for and give, you know, attention to, and that guy is Terry McLaurin. So I'm curious to see what it looks like. We haven't seen it to this point. That's the other exciting part about this. Like, all offseason pretty much is, you know, as much as we've been able to watch, it has been Deebo. It's been Luke McCaffrey. It's been Jalen Lane. And it's been the cast of misfit toys. So now that your ace is back into the fold, I'm eager to see what it looks like. Right? Because all camp long, for the struggles that they've had in camp in the passing game, and they've been well documented, and I think they're real. But for all of the struggles that they've had, one thing has been, you know, glaringly obvious here, blatantly clear. The rapport between Deebo Samuel and Jayden Daniels is there. It is real. Hooked up on another long ball today with him in practice. That's been each and every day that we've been out there. Hasn't happened with regularity in terms of like play to play, but at some point in every session, those two hook up on a deep shot. Whether it's a slot fade, whether it's Deebo working, on the numbers out on the perimeter, those two have been able to build something here. What I'm now eager to see is what does it look like with 17 in the fold? Now we can get back to those conversations in terms of what this offense actually could be. Now, you're still missing Noah Brown. I think you're going to feel that impact. But clearly, knowing that you're revving Terry up and getting him geared up for week one, it definitely changes how I feel about things. And maybe, this may be the beginning of the end of this saga. And I think that's the hope of everybody involved. That him coming off a pup is the beginning of the end of this saga. I saw a couple of tweets out there that got my attention, and one of them, and I'm not going to read it verbatim here, but, you know, giving praise to Cliff Kingsbury and you know, wondering what responsibility he had in this decision being made and the timing of this all when you consider his comments that he made yesterday at the podium prior to practice starting. Time is a ticking. Time is of the essence here. In order to get a real gauge on what you are offensively, you got to have all your horses out there. And the lead horse in your stable, so to speak, Terry McLaurin, hasn't been out there. Now that you have opened up this runway and are starting to get him ramped up for week number one, I think maybe the conversation can shift. I think the narrative can shift here. But the bottom line is this, right? I've described this McLaurin and team stare down as a dark cloud over the organization. I think it is exactly that. Seems like brighter days are ahead. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Breaking news right off of the top. You've been hearing it on the Fan all morning long. Terry McLaurin officially activated off the physically unable to perform list, and he'll begin to ramp his way up as they hope he is going to be on the field for the September 7th opener against the New York Giants. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I want to take a look at the potential impact on the rest of the offense with Terry McLaurin getting back into the fold. And I also want to take a look at this, because I told you all, we got to be open and objective here and look at it from both sides of the lens here. Do you think him being off of the physically unable to perform list, do you think that signals some sort of progress, some sort of change in these overall contract negotiations? That is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's several weeks of camp. I would have told you he got traded. Because I just didn't. And maybe this is pie in our face, right? For underestimating, you know, just how... First of all, how far apart the two sides were. And then also just how contentious things may have gotten. And we've heard, you know, from Charles Robinson of YahooSports.com. We've heard from, you know, Jason Lock and Fora of the Washington Post talking about, you know, the bedside manner of, you know, the powers that be in San Francisco while AP was there and the way that they go about their negotiations with these high-profile guys. Things get nasty. Things get messy. But as you've seen in all those situations in San Francisco, and that's been one of the main things that's been talked about throughout this process for those of you that felt like, yeah, you know, Terry was eventually going to get signed, the one thing that we all kept pointing back to was look at how Brandon Ayuk went. Look at, you know, how Bosa's, you know, negotiation went. Look at how Kittle's negotiation went. Look at how, you know, Trent Williams' negotiations went. So that's always been in the back of my mind. That's why I never went 100%, but I said, you know, 65-35, right? I thought it was a 35% chance he'd miss the opener. Now that he's off of PUP, realistically, it's almost, I don't want to give it a 0% chance because obviously things can happen, but it seems highly unlikely at this point that he's going to miss the opener. I guess what I'm now looking at is this from a football standpoint. It is the four-week period that exists between now and the start of the regular season, is it enough time for Terry McLaurin to get back into the fold here, for this offense to gel and click and get the, you know, adequate reps that they need to hit the ground running in week one against the New York Giants? 4 weeks is a lot of time. And like I said, I've heard from a few birdies that, yeah, Jaden and Terry had been able to get work together outside of the facility. And you would assume that, right? Terry's here. Jaden's here. You want to be great? Go do the extra. But I think all in all, my big takeaway from this morning is the dark cloud that it was currently looming over this franchise because of, you know, the stare down between Terry and management. Feels like that dark cloud is starting to move over a little bit. And sunshine may be peeking in. I wonder, though, like, is this four-week period enough? Will they show signs of rust early on in next year? I don't think they will. I think Jaden is an elite cat at the position. I think Terry's an elite cat at his position to where, you know, they should be able to hit the ground running. But the bottom line is this. I feel, honestly, like, throw a parade. Throw a party over it. Because I'm telling you, I did not see this coming this morning. I honestly did not, especially, I don't know if you all heard the Jeremy Fowler report from last night. I think it was either last night or yesterday afternoon, him on Get Up, you know, talking about just how dug in Terry is and how far apart the two sides are. I still think that is true. What I do think has probably changed here, and maybe nothing's changed. Maybe this was Terry McLaurin and Buddy Baker's plan all along, you know, to wait until this moment. But one thing is clear here, like, week one is definitely back on the table. Week one is definitely back on the table. The question I have is, well, will they be able to knock off the rust in time to hit the ground running? That's the big question here. But in terms of the overall big picture outlook for 2025, it's like when you drive through the mud and then you go get a car wash. Everything feels a lot more clear. I feel like I now have a lot more clarity in terms of what this group can be. Because, I mean, this is taking a toll on your boy. Like, throughout the past several weeks with this thing, I think I was saying it to J.P. Finley yesterday on the sideline. Like, man. And he said something that hit home hard for your boy. You can't ride the emotional roller coaster of an NFL training camp. Because I feel spent right now. Like, this has been taxing, because you're having to juggle and think about so many different scenarios and so many different ways that this thing could have ultimately played out. Him being activated off PUP, though, I think hopefully opens up the runway for his return to the practice field sooner rather than later. And then most importantly, him being available for the season opener in week one against the New York Giants. I want to open up the phones here at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Now that Terry McLaurin has officially been activated off of the physically unable to perform list, do you have confidence, or how confident are you, that the two sides are ultimately able to come to terms on a long-term extension, or do you think him being activated off PUP is kind of a nothing burger relative to the contract talks? 1-800-636-1067. Your call is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. We'll take you up to 3:35. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Massive breaking news earlier this morning. Washington Commanders announcing that their Pro Bowl wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, off of the physically unable to perform list. We'll let you continue to hear from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn, as we roll throughout the program here this afternoon. But I'll read you a couple of quotes from his presser this morning. The big thing that I took away was the fact that Dan Quinn talked about, you know, it's a little pessimistic in terms of how he feels about Terry and his ability to play next weekend against Baltimore. So to not have any sort of preseason game reps and then go, you know, hopefully start the regular season, you wonder, well, is there rust that they're going to have to knock off early in the season? But I think, you know, as we continue to look at this, it is definitely a sweeping positive that McLaurin has officially been activated off of that physically unable to perform list, and it puts or really lays out, I guess, the runway for him to be available in a full go for week number one against the New York Giants. I want to take your calls, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Does, in your mind, does Terry McLaurin being activated off of the PUP list, does it signify that contract talks are progressing? Or do you just think this was part of the plan all along and now it's go time here for Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067, because I continue to feel like, you know what? I'm torn on it, if I'm being honest. Like, part of me feels like, well, if you believe Terry, he told us a while back at the Eastern shoot that he would not step onto the practice field until he felt like there was progress being made towards an extension. So that's me taking McLaurin at his word. Because he's been activated off of PUP, it's not like he's just magically healthy. I think we all know he's been healthy the whole time here. Now that he's off of PUP, do you think the two sides have made any sort of progress towards a deal here? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Steve in D.C. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I think it's news, but I don't think anything has really changed. I don't think he was really injured before, and I think that there was sort of an agreement. I mean, we heard about it when Dan Quinn announced it, like it was a sort of giving him a chance to walk, giving Terry a chance to walk it back on his threats or whatever. But I don't know who decides whether someone's on PUP or not. I assume it's between the player and the team, and they sort of decide that stuff on the side. I think really this just sort of turns up the heat, if anything, because now if he doesn't play, then he's facing fines. And, I mean, he's under contract, and they're going to have to put him on a pitch count, just for even for routes, because hamstrings are tricky things with receivers, and if he hasn't been running full speed, they sort of got to watch, Terry's been around for a long time. Still got some Snyder stink on him, and it'd be kind of a Redskins kind of luck for him to, like, we sign him right away, and then he pulls a hamstring and he's out for three.
Well, that is the major doubt and reservation that a lot of folks have had about this holdout and why people were wary about it, lasting until the beginning of the regular season. Because, like you said, you become more susceptible to these soft tissue injuries when you don't get the proper ramp up. But that's where, if I'm being, honest and transparent here, that is where I kind of trust Dan Quinn and company, because I think, they've shown us throughout this process here, their return to play process is strategic, is well thought out, and as Dan Quinn alluded to earlier, they're going to hit every mark. They're going to hit every mark. But the question is this, at 1-800-636-1067, with Terry being activated off of PUP, do you think it signifies that the two sides are making progress on an extension? Or is this Adam Peters and company playing chess? And it was on my mind, but our guy Tony Davis, Redskins Crazy One, tweets at me and says, I think Adam Peters and Terry are playing chess. And Peters just made a big move that put Terry in check. It's not quite checkmate yet, but Terry doesn't really have too many more moves without him looking really bad and laying his king down in surrender. I think that's a very, very interesting way to look at this thing. Because as the last caller just acts very astutely, like, who makes the decision for Terry McLaurin to come off of the PUP list? Because I think we all know it. Terry's never really been hurt, right? I think we all understand that part of this. So why now? Why now is he coming off of the PUP list? That's the question that I have. Why now? Is this Adam Peters and company trying to apply pressure to McLaurin to get out there and practice? Or is this going to end up being a situation where the two sides are still staring at each other, not blinking? Because Terry's in the facility. Terry's in the building. The thing that I've continued to say throughout the entirety of this process is, like, the PUP list has kind of acted as, kind of protection from McLaurin, right? In terms of regular season stuff. In terms of the offseason, like, he could have held in, called it an ankle injury, not went on PUP, and still wouldn't have been subject, rather, to the fines. So that's where I'm, curious about all of this. Like, what does it actually mean? Because I think, as we've learned throughout this process, it is a lot more tricky and not as straightforward and black and white as maybe we want it to be. But what does it mean to you? Terry McLaurin officially activated off of the physically unable to perform list. Does it mean that the two sides are closer to getting a deal done? Or do you think this is a formality and we've still got a long way to go when it comes to Terry McLaurin and his official return to the playing field. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Let's get to Anthony in D.C. who wants to chime in. What's up, Anthony? What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, on a side note, I know you haven't done it yet, but if you decide to listen to it and you're at work, make sure you turn it down or you put in earbuds.
Anthony, I'm going to get – today may be the day I have an hour and a half break before a five-hour show this afternoon nationally. So maybe today will be the day.
Yeah, okay. I believe it when I hear it. As far as Terry goes, it doesn't mean anything until something happens one way or another. He's not going to practice, in my opinion, without a contract. So either he gets a contract extension or we go down to the wire and he decides whether he's going to play week one or not. One or the other. No in between, in my opinion.
I can definitely see where you're coming from with that. And, you know, I think the more and more that I get the chance to, you know, really, you know, think in depth about this, that is also a possibility. The tweet that I just got, I think, really sparked my mind with it. A guy, Tony Davis, saying, you know, this is a chess move from the organization. Because ultimately, they determine whether he comes off the physically unable to perform list or not. They're the ones who put him on PUP. They ultimately have the power to take him off of PUP. What I think, as you alluded to, what will be interesting is to see, well, how long does it actually take for Terry McLaurin to get quote-unquote ramped up? We appreciate the call, Anthony. How long does it take for McLaurin to get ramped up? Is he actually ramping up for week one, or is he just coming off of PUP to kind of put, or are they taking him rather off of PUP to put some pressure on him to hit the practice field? Because if you listen to Cliff Kingsbury yesterday, that seemed like a little bit of a nudge in the direction of, hey, pal, you know, we've only got so much time here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Terry McLaurin activated off of the physically unable to perform list. Do you think the two sides are any closer to getting a deal done, or do you think this is just a part of the stare down? More of your calls next here on The Fan. One 800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 3:35 as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. That's baseball comes your way at 3:35. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you ready for game 3 out of 4 against Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk a little bit about the Curly W's before we get out of here. A little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. We will also, as we move throughout the program here, take a look at the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders. We've got some news on that this morning as well. All that coming up as we continue to creep around the show here as we take you up to 3:35. Right now, though, your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin activated off of the physically unable to perform list. And the question that I have is this. What does it mean? Does it mean that the two sides are any closer to a long-term extension? Or do you think this is just a part of the process? I keep reading this tweet because it definitely sparked my thought process a little bit. And I was thinking this leading up to it, but like to see someone else be on the same wavelength is obviously interesting here. Our guy Tony Davis tweets at me and says, I think Adam Peters and Terry are playing chess. And Peters just made a big move that put Terry in check. It's not quite checkmate yet, but Terry doesn't really have any more moves without him looking really bad and laying his king down in surrender. I think that's a very interesting way to put it, because as I've continued to allude to here, the PUP list, in terms of the regular season and him not missing game checks, the PUP list acted as sort of like a crutch. And honestly allowed him, if he or if they chose to allow him to be on PUP to start the year and miss the first four games, which the rules indicated would allow him to miss games without any sort of financial consequence. And I long thought that that was a real possibility, but obviously, you know, today the chickens came to roost, right? Like, he's off of PUP, and now it's about, well, okay, how long is it going to take him to get ramped up? And is week one legitimately a possibility for one Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Tony in D.C. What's up, Tony?
Man, that's exactly it. This is, you guys were asking about progress. This is escalation. Huh. This was them telling him that, yo, if you miss games, it's going to cost you. Our medical staff has cleared you. They say you're healthy. Let's go. So this means nothing until Terry actually shows up at camp. I think Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver in the league. He was forced to play out his last year,
mm-hmm.
bought a big insurance policy, and got his contract after that. We feel as though that Terry is actually going to miss this year, be a year older, and then think he's going to get paid. Terry has no chips. He's not playing checkers. Chess, he's playing checkers. He's begging and hoping. He's going to the union and negotiating the deal and hoping that the owner listens to the union rep. He's got no leverage. He's under contract. You're a year older next year, which means you're going to pull a Le'Veon Bell, hold out, lose a year, never get your money back, and then be worse off than what you were.
Yeah, like that's now, and this is why him being on PUP to me was such a big deal. That is now 100% the situation. At first it wasn't, as you know, right? And you understand what I'm saying about the protection that he had to start the regular season if he was going to be on PUP. But now that he's not, I do agree. Maybe this is a situation where the him being activated is now escalating it rather than de-escalating it. We're all just going to have to wait and see. This has been like, it's been like the most real soap opera that I've ever gotten to watch. Because I know you all feel the same way. Like this situation, although it's not directly impacting us, and obviously I'm hyperbolizing it a little bit, but it's almost like tugging on your heartstrings here. Like you want this to get done. We all want it to get done. We all want Terry to be there for week one. We all want this team to be the best version of itself. You know, but there's some housekeeping that has to be done between now and the start of the regular season. And with Terry being taken off of the PUP list, I wonder, is this the beginning of the end? Or are we just getting started? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Paul is in D.C. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Willingham? Man, the previous caller just stole my thunder a little bit.
Okay.
Terry has no cause. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just another step in the process where the organization is letting him know, okay, look, we respect your position. We put you on PUP. We're giving you opportunities to let this digest in your system and go through your little emotions. But now, that's why Cliff Kingsbury said what he said, and it's getting to a point where they need that time on task. And then they're also looking at him and saying, hey, look, man, you signed the contract. Here's my issue with it, Willingham.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign a 3-year contract, why are you trying to negotiate a year before your contract is over? If that's the case, you should have signed a 4-year contract. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, these players got, and so now they got them under, they can put them on the franchise tag for the next 2 years. So here's the deal. Terry, here's your issue. Either you're going to lose $1 million a week, 890-something thousand is what I read,
mm-hmm.
a week, and you're not going to get paid. So you're going to lose that money. And again, guess what? Next year, you're probably still not going to get your money because we gave you $50 million guaranteed and you turned it down. So we're just going to the draft, get a first-round draft pick and a receiver or a second-round draft pick as a receiver, and we'll play this year out. We might find somebody on the free agent list and go ahead and give them some money, and we'll play this year out. I mean, clearly, you know, when people say, well, he got $70 million. Well, and put taxes in that. Put a lifestyle living standard that millionaires live. And then you tell me that if he still got 30, because after taxes, $35 million of that is gone. So it's always about the money, you know?
For sure.
It's always about
the money. It's always been about the money. I just wonder now, Paul, and this is where, you know, it's my job to look at this thing totally objectively and give you every possible scenario that could play out here. I wonder now, you know, does the team, you know, begin? Does this get messy? Does this go the opposite way? Or is this actually the beginning of the end of this? Because I feel if I'm being real, and you know where I've stood on this. I've said up until as recently as yesterday, I thought it was a 35% chance that he'd miss the opener. Now that he's been activated off PUP, like that's now down to like a 10% chance for me. But like there's still that possibility that this thing continues to get messy. So hopefully it doesn't. I guess for the sake of the team and, you know, their early success in the beginning of the season. But as we've learned throughout this entire process, and I hope you all are learning, you know, as we're watching this play out in real time, anything is possible in the National Football League. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, more of your calls. Plus, we'll begin to take a look at the second preseason game for the Washington Commanders. Monday Night Football under the lights in prime time. Dan Quinn with a laundry list of guys who aren't going to play. We'll get you the deets on that next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.